This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Welcome back to the show, USA Radio Network. We've got Megan Barnes in studio for one more segment. Then we'll take some of your calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Then we'll have our usual Tuesday afternoon guest on the show. Of course, the great James Hurston talking about Hollywood gossip. And then, of course, we come up with the third hour, which is our Newsmax hour. We'll take nothing but calls in the Newsmax hour. No guest, 833-WAR-TALK. Mark it down, 833-927-8255. Channel 349, DirecTV, Channel 216, Dish. The main title sponsor of this show is Tangible Investments. We are in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm's coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com for Tangible Investments Incorporated, TII1.com. All right, we've got Megan Barth in studio talking about some of the hottest news stories in America. Where do you want to go, Megan? Lots of good stuff to talk about. I assume you agree with the polls that show that Americans think young black people doing better under Trump than Obama. Yeah, it's not really even close.
It's not even close. And so where is this racism coming from? You know, I was reading a quote, actually, the other day, and I'll pull it up when I grab my phone. But it's about propaganda and how propaganda you basically need, and this was Goebbels' quote, or Goebbels, rather, quote.
Goebbels. Richard Gere's quote.
Sorry, I was still thinking of what I saw in the corner of your...
It wasn't a Goebbels. It was my dog Pacino bringing something in.
So anyway, so what Goebbels said basically was, I paraphrase, you repeat three things over and over and over again. And all we've been hearing, right, and you're going to convince people that, yeah, that's the truth. And all we've been hearing from the Democrats is racism, resist, and Russia. And that has been the three main points of their propaganda over and over again. And so when the facts start to break through the lies, where you see numbers don't lie, more and more black young men are going back to work. More and more black young men are making more money. More and more black young men and young women as well, because women's unemployment is at an 18-year low. You have rising wages. And so people are happy. They're happy to go back to work, but the Democrats don't want people happy, and they certainly don't want them working. Welcome to the Democrat Party.
Well, I mean, obviously no one could debate with the fact that, you know what's interesting is that the same stats that Trump is using are the stats that Obama was using. Obama would say unemployment's at this level and black unemployment's at this level and Hispanic unemployment's at this level. Now Trump's using the same number, and they're going, oh, those numbers are correct. It's the same Labor Department numbers that Obama was using, and Trump is showing. Now, even if those numbers are arguably the government kind of pushes them up a little bit, let's face it, right? The government tries to make them look better than they are. So even, it doesn't matter, still comparing apples to apples, Trump has done so much more for black and Hispanic people than Obama did. It doesn't matter. You're comparing apples to apples.
Just go back and look at every press conference when a bad jobs numbers came out. Well, we were surprised by this one. Well, we're told that there's a bad jobs number going to come out. I mean, it's if you put that on repeat, that's all they kept making excuses were for bad job numbers. And the one thing that Trump did that people just can't seem to wrap their mind around is he eliminated the individual mandate.
which just freed up businesses, right? They didn't have this tax called Obamacare hanging over their head. They could hire full-time workers again. They didn't have to hire multiple part-time workers to avoid the 40-hour work week. We're back in the 40-hour work week. We're working again, and Democrats do not have a solution to ruin that one except to raise taxes and reinstitute Obamacare. Again, another thing, a good economy that the Democrats want to touch is going to exactly end up in the dumpster like the Miss America pageant,
you know,
or the NFL.
When I used to give business speeches all over the world, because now, of course, if you're very politically involved, they don't want to hire you to give business speeches all over the world. So I gave up, you know, a large portion of my income. Thank you, conservative movement. But when I used to give those speeches, I used to give a list of things, a list of principles and habits and ideas that made you successful in life. And my number one at every event was optimism. If you believe in yourself, if you believe in your idea, you have a better chance than if you don't believe in yourself. And so I just find it interesting that Ben Stein yesterday went on a rant. You see Ben Stein's rant?
No.
He was on some Fox News program, and he went on a rant, maybe Tucker's, and he went on a rant about the fact that, and he was always a never-Trumper, you know. Ben Stein did not like Donald Trump.
I know.
And he said, this guy is just good luck. This guy is just, the economy's booming.
More than
this
luck.
Guy's amazing. No, he didn't mean it in a bad way. It wasn't a bad one. It was a good rant. It was just luck is attached to Donald Trump. Everything he does turns out good is what Ben Stein was saying. He's just got great vibe about him. And he said it's because of optimism. He said the average American, because regulations and taxes are cut, now believes we have a chance to succeed as a businessman, so you do succeed. And I once argued that Obama was all about the fact that it wasn't just taxes and regulations and Obamacare, all terrible things, but Obama said if you didn't build that. And he made us all feel miserable about what we did for a living.
Right.
And he made us feel like the IRS is coming to destroy us and taxes. We're going to eat all our money up. And because of all that, we had negative attitudes. So it all ties in to what I said day one on all these business events. Optimism. The more optimistic person wins. We were all negative under Obama. We're all positive under Trump.
Well, there used to be something called, and I haven't heard about it in a while, but the Consumer Confidence Index. That was a driver that was actually tracked in the stock market. And the Consumer Confidence Index, when it was very high, we had it. Very robust type of economy.
Well,
the two goes hand in hand. Right, because consumers are confident. They're confident in the policies that they see coming out of Washington. They're positive. They're confident that they can go out and find a job because jobs are plentiful. They're more confident that they can take care of their families. And, oh, guess what? They can spend more money because they're confident in the fact that they have more money in their pocket and it's theirs to spend. And so retailers, what the Democrats like to call this happiness and this optimism is trickle-down economics. I haven't heard that statement yet from them.
But you can't possibly believe, you're with me, right, that if people are truly this happy now, and people feel free now, freer as business owners, and people feel like their paychecks are higher, and people feel like the future is bright, they're not going to vote for a blue wave. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Well, that's what the press needs you to believe, that there's one around the corner.
No, there's a red wave around the corner.
But they don't want to report that. Right.
No.
These are the same people telling you that's a blue wave, that Hillary Clinton was going to win by 96%.
Exactly.
And so she's walking around with a back brace.
Right. I mean, yeah. You look at these kind of headlines. China offers to buy
her hump.
China. Did you say something about Hillary humping?
She's got a hump.
Hillary has a hump.
And it doesn't move. It's not like young Frankenstein.
What was the thing of Notre Dame? The guy with the hump? What was
right.
It?
The hunchback of Notre
hunchback
Dame.
Of
Quasimodo.
Quasimodo.
Yes.
Hillary is Quasimodo. There we go. Hillary is Quasimodo. And she's perfect for the Miss America contest. I mean, perfect.
Totally.
She should win the whole thing.
All of her principles are right in line.
I would just cover
calling
Hillary.
People names.
If you want Hillary to win Miss America, I have the idea. Just cover up in a burqa.
She's
the winner.
I wonder if a question at the new Miss America pageant, or what is it? It's not a pageant anymore. It's just
it's
kind of like
Miss
a zombie.
America test.
It's a test.
It's an interview
test.
It's
a social justice test.
Yes.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to ask a question. What did you think about Samantha Bee's comments towards Ivanka Trump? And there's probably Trump, and there's only one right answer, according to the progressives. I totally agree with it. it's totally fine to call women those see-you-next-Tuesday names and defame them. And
I can't wait till a 300-pound transvestite marches to the interview.
I'm telling you.
And they say
they're going to win.
And they say then the audience has voted you the woman with the most inner beauty. I can't wait for that one.
You've got a great personality.
You have such inner beauty. It's just glowing.
Oh, you.
Glowing.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, I didn't get to this one, okay? I don't know what liberals are going to say, but there's just got to be a
You know there's going to be a Victor that wants to be a Vicky. You know it. You know that someone's going to self-identify. It's going to become the self-identification Miss America pageant.
What if a Vicky wants to be a Victor?
Fine. Anything goes. There's no longer gender as far as many are concerned.
Hmm. China offers to buy nearly $70 billion of U.S. products to fend off trade tariffs. So if Trump were to accept this deal, which I don't think he will.
I don't think he did.
No, he won't.
Wilbur Ross and go pound sand.
But if he did accept it, we would have gained $70 billion in the American economy. They were going to buy manufacturing. They were going to buy farm stuff. They were going to. But my point is, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I knew he would
take it.
So
let's see what they come back.
To me, this is the art of negotiation. Right. As soon as I hear they'll give you $70 billion, I go, oh.
Well, add 30% to that. Yeah.
And they'll have to come back and offer $150 billion.
And tighten up your IP problem.
That's how you negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because the Chinese steal every single thing in the whole world. Everything. Right. That's the biggest issue.
That is the biggest issue.
Right.
We're getting ripped off left and right. They just don't follow any laws when it comes to... But intellectual property.
They offered to purchase. They offered to purchase $70 billion of U.S. farm, manufacturing, and energy.
Well, at
products.
Least we know that they're bases. Now let's see how much we can squeeze.
While the Chinese companies offered to buy more U.S. soybeans, corn, natural gas, crude oil, coal, and manufactured goods, the package is estimated at just under $70 billion. President Trump has pressed China to commit to reduce the $375 billion U.S. merchandise trade deficit with China by $200 billion. So they offered $70 billion. Instead of $200 billion, and the average Democrat was screaming, "Don't do it! Don't do it! You'll ruin the economy! You'll blow the economy!
We got to go back to quiet diplomacy."
Right. So at the very least, he got us back $70 billion. At the very least, he's not going to take this.
Please milk us dry.
Right. Not going to.
I mean, by milking us dry, look at how the Chinese economy has totally just changed into a superpower type of economy, more capitalistic than anything. But we're just giving them everything we can, and again, that's the bankrupt of the bankruptcy of America.
Right.
Again, putting more dependence on the economy instead of generating the economy.
I know you love as a woman talking about the Women's March. Pro Farrakhan Women's March leader decries the founding of Israel as a human rights crime.
She'll probably be elected to office.
Yes, Tamika Mallory.
Oh, yeah, she's got a long history.
Accused Israel of committing human rights crimes.
Yeah, she follows Farrakhan around. I mean, really? I mean, this is a surprise? They're all anti-Israel. They're all anti-Semitic. Hello?
It's anti-Jew.
Not like
Jew.
Right.
Let's say it the way it is. Anti-Jew.
Yes. They want Israel wiped off the face of the map.
She says the state was established, Israel, by killing, stealing, and taking the lives of people who were there first.
Yeah, well, they're also blaming that on the white males in America. So there you go. Don't have to be Jewish.
Good people. Good people. We just love the Farrakhan group. We love the women's rights marches. We love liberals.
Well, you heard that Farrakhan called for the extinction of white men in a sermon 2 Sundays ago.
I love it. Just love it. The more they talk, the more we have a red wave. Megan Bart, ReaganBabe.com. War Now. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
War now.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. All of you who listen on a regular basis know that I was paying $2,000 a month for my family at Aetna, and I canceled Aetna and I joined Liberty Health Share. They became the sponsor of the show, and I decided, hey, if I'm going to offer it to the people who listen to my show, I got to use it myself. And I did, and I do. And I'm a member, and I put my four kids' lives and health in their hands. And so far, so good. They did a great job. I've saved $18,000 last year. I'll save $18,000 this year, $36,000 in all. And the beauty of it is there are no windows. There's no limited enrollment period. There's no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. You should, too. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's toll-free, 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-58-LIBERTY, or online at libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. So when people try and tell me, you know, this isn't, Democratic Party is not communism, right? I think Democratic Party is communism, without any question. You know, except communism might be the extreme version of socialism. So, okay, the Democratic Party is socialism slash Marxism, without the political aspect, which is communism, which is where they march you in the street and shoot you in the head. Or send you to re-education camps, which they're close to doing, by the way. But I haven't seen anybody, you know, on the left saying, let's take them in the streets and shoot them in the head. So, okay, I guess you could argue it's not quite communism, but socialism is the economic system of communist nations. And Democrats all believe in socialism. And here's the youngest big city mayor in the U.S. gifting select voters $500 a month with no strings. Michael Tubbs, the new mayor of Stockton, California, African-American, youngest mayor in American history of a city with a population of at least 100,000. In 2013, in Stockton, California, Stockton became the most populous U.S. municipality to ever declare bankruptcy. Since then, the city has struggled through a painful Chapter 9 restructuring. Its primary agriculture-based economy remains mired in poverty. Tubbs was campaigning during his final year ahead of graduation from Stanford University, and upon his victory, he felt almost a moral responsibility to take risks and pursue unorthodox policies to help Stockton's residents. So Tubbs announced the city would soon begin an interesting social experiment. At the time, reports stated a random sample of 300,000 Stockton residents will receive $500 every month with no strings attached. The program was set to become America's largest experiment with a policy that has become a favorite topic of Mark Zuckerberg and Silicon Valley, universal basic income. So the proponents argue the lack of an expensive mean testing leads to a higher proportion of the budget going to recipients, more efficient. The transparency of universal payments would drastically reduce the need to detect benefits fraud. In other words, nobody's going to cheat because you automatically get the money. One scheme could replace the current complex arrangement of government benefits, rebates, and tax rebates. Work will always benefit recipients of this welfare rather than the benefits trap that leaves part-time workers, meaning once you get to a certain level, you can't accept welfare anymore, so you might as well just stay on welfare. Why take a job and miss your welfare? Lose your welfare. But here, there's no strings attached. You just get $500 a month. Now, critics argue universal income may be inflationary, and in attempting to move all individuals out of poverty, it may simply raise the level of the poverty line. It may reduce the incentive to work, and studies have found some evidence to support this. A reduction in taxable income would reduce the government's ability to cover other expenses, such as health care. So the universal basic income, in theory, combats poverty by doling out a fixed amount of cash per month to low-income or unemployed residents to create a guaranteed safety net. But after running a two-year trial giving 2,000 unemployed residents $685 a month, Finland recently abandoned its universal basic income experiment, with the Finnish government imposing stricter benefit plans, introducing legislation making some benefits for unemployed people contingent on taking training or working at least 18 hours in 3 months. 18 hours in 3 months, can you imagine? Do you understand? I really, all BS aside, I work 18 hours a day, many days, 16 hours always. 18 hours a day I work. And they're going to say that, you know, to get benefits, you have to at least work 18 hours in 3 months. I do in a day what they do in 3 months. You think maybe some people are lazy? You think it's terrible to call them lazy bums? If you don't work at all and you accept a welfare check, you are a freaking lazy bum. If you think working 18 hours in 3 months is hard work, you're a freaking lazy bum. If you're in a wheelchair, you're not a freaking lazy bum. See, this is where liberals totally misconstrue and take out of context all of our words. If you need welfare, you need disability, you need food stamps because you're in a wheelchair and you cannot work, then you should get it. But most people on welfare are able-bodied, and they absolutely should not be getting it. Let them starve in the streets, but you can't get welfare if you're able-bodied. You've got to get a job. Then you can collect some form of welfare to supplement your job. As long as you work, it's okay. It's amazing. Finland couldn't do it, but now Stockton will be choosing 100 of its own residents to receive $500 a month in private funds. This is the big experiment. Wait till you see what happens. Wait till you see what happens when you give lazy people, lazy bums, $500 a month for not working. They'll find a way to live on $500 a month. They'll never work again. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. When we get back, it is Hollywood time. James Hurston, up next. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is hosting a celebration of America at the White House this after canceling a visit by the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles after it was found out that only 8 to 10 of the players would actually be in attendance at the White House. The president reminded the crowd in attendance why we stand for the national anthem.
We stand to honor our military and to honor our country and to remember the fallen heroes who never made it back home. We stand to show our love for our fellow citizens and our magnificent Constitution. We stand to pay tribute to the incredible Americans who came before us and the heroic sacrifices they made.
A new report out says Medicare's hospital trust fund is expected to run out of money in 2026. That's 3 years earlier than previously projected. The reason: reduced revenues from payroll and Social Security taxes and higher than expected payments to hospitals and private Medicare plans. This is USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Wayne on the Road War now. Synagenix has sponsored this segment of the show. Founded in 1997, treated over 35,000 patients in the U.S. and worldwide, highly trusted by physicians and their families. They represent 25% of their patient base. Because physicians want to be young, man. They've made a little bit of money. They want to look good. They want to keep making money. They want to keep working. They want to keep their energy up. They want to keep their sexual energy up. And they want to avoid disease. And Synagenix are these amazing clinics all over the world, but all over the United States, what matters to you, that show you how to stall aging. Free consultation available, no obligation. If you're free, no obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER or register at Synagenix.com. 888-YOUNGER, because that's the opposite of older, right, is younger. 888-YOUNGER, Younger. And my own personal experience, unbelievable. They changed the way I eat just for the last 3 weeks. I just started this 3 weeks ago. Changed completely, overhauled the way I eat, changed my vitamins. I added some new ones. I got rid of some old ones. Added hormone therapy and also changed the way I work out. And the result is dynamite. Already I've lost a bunch of weight and gained muscle. Someone grabbed my arm the other day and said, oh, my God, what are you, like a bodybuilder now? And this is in 3 weeks. I can't imagine in 3 months. That's what the doctor said to me. They assigned me a doctor. He flew in from Alaska to the Vegas clinic to do an 8-hour health exam on me and go over every aspect of my life. And he told me, you're not going to believe what you look like in 3 months. You're not going to believe it. And so they also caught, you know, multiple health issues just in time. And he said, we could just completely reverse these. But if you never took the tests and didn't do the 8-hour of stress test and didn't take all the blood tests, most in-depth blood tests ever, we wouldn't have caught any of this. And, you know, pretty soon it makes you sicker and sicker. And then it appears and it's too late. You can't reverse it. We've reversed it now. Oh, and they also dramatically increased my protein intake. I'm eating so much protein, it's scary. Fantastic stuff. 888-YOUNGER. Check them out. Free consultation, no obligation. 888-YOUNGER as opposed to older. Is there anybody who doesn't want to be younger? Nobody wants to be older, right? We got James Hurst on the line, our Hollywood man. I'll bet he wants to be younger. I want to be younger. New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, the entertainment industry. So he's in Hollywood, a place where everybody wants to be younger. I'll bet the whole Hollywood goes to Synagenix. They have a ton of celebrities. The website is jameshurson.com. Jameshurson.com. James, welcome back, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, fantastic to be with you, Wayne. How are you?
Good. You ever hear of this Synagenix clinic? They have them all over the United States. They got them in Beverly Hills. They're like they're like an anti-aging, but they don't like to use that word. They like to say that they stall aging. They can maybe reverse it a little bit, but they can't just. There's no such thing as anti-aging. You're going to age.
Come on, this is the capital of anti-aging right here. I mean, every kind of clinic guru, surgeon, anything you want, it's right here in Southern California in the 30-mile zone.
For good reason. I mean, you lose your career if you don't look good in Southern California. Maybe in Iowa or somewhere you can afford to just age naturally. But in Southern Cal, the minute you turn like 39, they send you out to pasture, you know?
Yeah, especially women, right?
Especially women. But men, too. I mean, men have to. I hear more and more men are having plastic surgery. Because you want to keep up with a 30-year-old in the office place and you're 57, which I'll be next month, then you got to look great. You got to have the energy of that 30-year-old. You got to look good. You can't look tired. Most people don't understand that, or they can't afford that, but you got no choice. You can't afford not to. You have to go to a Synagenix. You have to. You want to look younger, you have to look younger to compete in the business.
You have to in order to keep up with our president.
That's right, 71 years old. Looks great, lots of energy, more energy than any other president, and the things he's doing is amazing, just amazing. I don't know how liberals can't see it. See, I wouldn't mind if your friends in Hollywood, James, I know, you know, you're crazy acting people and Hollywood executives and just the average person in L.A. in general, I wouldn't mind if they said, look, I'm a liberal. I hate everything Trump does. I hate it. I don't believe in any of it. I have no problem with that. But they're so blind with rage, they can't say that. They say he's not accomplished anything. They say he's an idiot. They say he's a criminal. They're just making stuff up. None of those things are true. He's accomplishing so much. He's erased Obama. Everything Obama ever did is pretty much gone except for Obamacare, and that's coming next. Before the election, that's going to happen. And so Obama will be completely erased, and they can't even see the success he's having.
Yeah, they've constructed their own world, as you said. What they're saying is absolutely a bunch of fantasy. They won't pay attention to the economic accomplishments. I mean, but it's similar to what we see from the Democrat Party, because we had Nancy Pelosi saying that low unemployment isn't necessarily a good thing. I mean, we have people saying the most absurd things imaginable, and meanwhile, the president just keeps moving forward and keeps accomplishing things, both domestically and on the foreign stage. And it just, it makes his haters look small. And there are people in Hollywood, I have to say, there are people in Hollywood who privately will say that they really see some accomplishments. And it's similar to some never Trumpers, you know, who switched. They were never Trumpers, and they had at least the integrity to reevaluate their position. But some of these people who hate Trump, they've dug into this denial, they've dug into this sort of resentment and anger over the fact that their person lost and that what was predicted didn't happen. And so in that state of mind, what they're doing is ignoring facts and lying to others and to themselves in order to convince themselves that they were right in the first place when Trump keeps really proving them wrong.
So we've got a whole list of things here that are on your list to talk about, all interesting, but I wanted to bring up one that isn't on your list and just see if you had anything on it, and that is the shocking suicide of Kate Spade today, the famous fashion designer who hanged herself in her Park Avenue home. That's a pretty Hollywood-ish, gossipy story, and I just wondered if you had any your antenna up and had heard anything about what caused her to commit suicide. Does anybody at this point know what would cause someone who has a billion-dollar empire to hate life so much you'd kill yourself?
We've seen this happen over and over again with people of glamour, people who one would assume had achieved happiness. One that comes to mind was Robin Williams, who made so many people happy, who had accomplished beyond anyone's dreams in terms of a guy that started out as a stand-up comic. And so this is much the same. I think it's just, you know, there's an old cliche. I mean, it's certainly we strive for wealth. We strive for comfort. We strive for financial freedom. But those of us who are into the important things of life, which are not things, which are abstractions like family, friendship, love, faith. If you don't have those kinds of elements in your life, and you only have the material stuff, we know that you can still have tremendous unhappiness, and that's what Rob Williams had. And I think that leads to this kind of despair where someone would consider just checking out. It's beyond, you know, anything that I believe in or that I practice or the people I know. And it's the exact opposite of what people like you, Wayne, and people like people in our movement are, because there's a natural positive element of hopefulness. And hope is just a beautiful virtue that if you don't have it, you can't accomplish anything. And so it saddens me. It's terrible. But I don't really have any insight other than just to compare it with a pattern that we've seen over and over again of people who appear to have it all and yet are desperately unhappy.
I'd like to invite them to go back to my, my original life as the son of a butcher and and tell me that having money doesn't make it all better. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. I have no idea. I'm not saying having money makes you happy, because lots of people with money, obviously, including Kate Spade, prove they're unhappy. But have you ever seen what life's like without money? So, I mean, anyone who has money is unhappy is an idiot, because life can be so great when everything you need you can buy without thinking about it. Without wondering if you're going to go broke and you could pay all your bills without being scared you can't pay all your bills. And when your kids need something, you can give them something. And you're telling me that you're still unhappy? I mean, you could be unhappy, but you can't be that unhappy. I mean, don't you understand how bad it is for all the people of the world who are, you know, starving, and all the people of the world who are fighting every single day to pay their bills and fighting to keep their jobs, and they're nervous as hell they could lose it at any day and wind up homeless? That's a reason to be depressed. Boy, being as rich as Kate Spade and living on Park Avenue just isn't a reason to be depressed. It's bizarre. I swear to you, it's bizarre. I don't understand.
But, you know, I run across people every day who are working people. They're not, you know, they're not super comfortable financially, and they're good-hearted working people, and their life is filled with happiness, absolutely filled with it. So it's a... it's a very interesting, you know, discussion, but it gets into philosophy. And ultimately, it has to do with religion. It has to do with faith. It has to do with those very deep, transcendent values that are the most important in life.
Well, we ate up that segment talking about poor Kate Spade, and we have so much more to talk about that I want to get to. Roseanne and Trump at the White House without the Philadelphia Eagles and the Miss America. That's a big one. We'll get to that the minute we get back. And why Disney will lose a fortune on Solo. And then Kanye West, the top seven songs in Apple Music and Spotify are all Kanye West. So it seems to me maybe the black vote is starting to like Donald Trump and people who like Donald Trump. We'll check it out. When we get back with James Hurston, our Hollywood expert, we ate up too much time without getting to all this stuff. Wow. Kate Spade, I'm sorry, rest in peace. But we'll grab the other stuff when we get back right around the corner. Roseanne, Kanye, etc. We're now, Wayne Allyn Root. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888 888-
524-6540, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now!
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Landis Tax Group, sponsors this last segment of hour number two. Sam Landis, you know he's the greatest. The attorneys of the Landis Tax Group have resolved over 8,500 IRS cases, including mine. It's time to put the power of a real tax attorney and a real tax law firm on your side for one low, flat fee. When you call, you'll have a free consultation with a tax attorney, not a salesman, no hype, no sales pitch, no BS. You'll hear exactly what you'll pay and exactly how long it will take because you're talking to a real attorney. Your call is protected by attorney-client privilege. Call the Landis Tax Group toll-free at 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U, numerically 800-934-3578, 800-934-3578. He beat the IRS for me twice, and I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. We're back with James Hurston. I promised James to wrap up the whole Kate Spade thing, but I see there's a new controversy with Kenneth Cole. He sent out a little tweet when he heard she died and said she was a great accessory. That's, I don't know if he's trying to be funny or what, but that's a weird thing to say. And the entire fashion world's coming down on the poor guy because I guess he has some saying he likes calling someone an accessory, but it just is a strange thing to do to call her an accessory when she died. She's not the main thing. She's the accessory. I don't know. Strange.
You know, people need to have a delay before their Twitter posts go out and have it reviewed by somebody. If they're celebrities, if they're people that are well-known, and especially someone that stands for a brand like Kenneth Cole.
Yeah, I don't think
you've got to be careful. Look what happened to Roseanne. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I don't think it's a compliment to call someone accessory when they die. Just, I don't know. An accessory is like a belt or a tie.
I'm sure he didn't mean it that way.
No, he didn't mean it that way. I don't think
terrible.
He's a big liberal. I shouldn't feel sorry for him, but he didn't mean it that way. I really obviously don't think he meant it that way. Let's talk for a second. We'll get to Miss America in a second, which is my favorite topic. But I want to talk about Roseanne. This is how clueless ABC is. They want to now bring back Roseanne, but without Roseanne. So no one's going to watch the show. It was all conservatives who watched the show. So now they're going to have a liberal show without Roseanne. Who's going to watch it? Nobody.
See, it's proof of the bubble. It's proof of the fact that Hollywood people are out of touch. They don't get in touch with middle America. Remember, the debut of Roseanne did very poorly in L.A. and in New York and in the cosmopolitan areas. And it broke the records in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And, of course, it was the Trump voters, middle America. It was people that are basically part of Trump's base that made the show. Roseanne was the hero of the show. She's the original creator of the show. I mean, for one thing, there was another guy who was a star of a show, and you remember he was fired because of things he did on the internet. That's Charlie Sheen. Remember that?
Yeah.
Two and a Half Men. He sued. He filed a $100 million lawsuit. If they try this, what they think they're going to do is be the Connor family, cut Roseanne out and do this. I predict if they try it, Roseanne will sue. They're going to have to buy her out big time. She has an interest in those characters. She has an interest in the show. But the big thing is, I agree with you, there might be a curiosity factor for the first show if they're able to buy her out and do it. But it'll die. It'll wither away because its attraction was based on Roseanne's, her identity. A lot of the things that she did on social media, on her Twitter account, and her support of President Trump, and the fact that she was going against the grain, and the premier dealt with those issues. She was a Trump supporter on the show. And so it's a crazy idea. It's not going to work.
No, I don't even think there'll be a curiosity factor. Nobody's going to tune in. Roseanne's the only interesting thing about the show. Why would you tune into a show without Roseanne? She's the one that, you know, any minute could say something wild and crazy. I thought if they were smart, they could have, you know, they could have created a lot of publicity for the show, made her apologize, and then just move on. And there would have been lots of people watching next year again to see whatever this crazy woman's going to say. So, any attempt to do the show was a disaster.
If I were an executive and I was dealing with this, from an objective point of view, I would say to Roseanne, you're going to go to Starbucks and get sensitivity training. And then you're going to come back and we're going to do the repackage of the show. And part of the condition for us to do this is you're going to give up Twitter. And that's what I would do. But they didn't. Bob Iger is so inconsistent. He actually intervened, got involved when Joy Behar said Christians were mentally ill. He was out there to the press basically saving her bacon. And he ended up, obviously not firing her. So, yeah, it's not a double standard. It's standards are only applied to one side and not the other side.
Right.
So that's the way it is.
Now let's move to the other, major television show that's going to be a total complete failure and go bankrupt, Miss America. They're done. They're finished. When Piers Morgan, when even he says that, radical liberal feminists have scored again, they've destroyed the entire Miss America pageant, then you know it's dead. And I wrote a column today that's going to be out in tomorrow's paper about the same topic. They destroyed it. Miss America's done. Agreed?
Yeah, so why should it have to be young women? It can be like 70-year-old women. And why does it have to be fit women? It could be obese women, any kind.
Why does it have to be women?
You're
right. Genders.
It's done. Stick a fork in it.
It doesn't even have to be women. James Hurst, it could be transgenders. It could be men making believe they're women. Anything goes now. Let's let dogs and cats in. Why not? Let's let women in burkas. You can't even see them. Let's vote on who's the prettiest in a burka, in a black burka. It's insanity. Liberalism is a mental illness. There's no question. All right, James Hurston, we had our little Hollywood get-together, and we missed half the topics. There's so many things to talk about. I can't keep up with them all. That's why we love having him on every Tuesday. James Hurston, you can find him at jameshurston.com. Thanks, James. Have a great day. Wayne Allery, Warren Allen will be right back on Newsmax Television, Channel 349 DirecTV.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart heart and body extract from within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.